Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Well, it's good to be here tonight. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to open with a prayer. Father in heaven, we come before thee in prayer this night, thanking thee for thy goodness and for thy mercy. We thank thee for this privilege of being here in thy presence. And we ask, Lord, that thy Spirit would be here this night. We pray that thy Holy Ghost would be upon all thy people and inspire us this day to draw nigh to thee. We pray, O God, that thou would do a work in our hearts and in our souls and our minds. We pray, Lord, that thy presence would be felt by all. We ask, O God, that thy Spirit would have free course here this night. We pray, Lord, that thy perfect will be done. We ask, Lord, that thy anointing would be here. And we pray that each and everything we do will be pleasing in thy sight. We ask this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with number 91 in the chorus book tonight, Without Him, number 91. Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, abide with me as I travel life's rugged sea, and make my life what it ought to be. Lord Jesus, abide with me. Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, abide with me. Life's rugged sea, and make my life what it ought to be. Lord Jesus, abide with me. Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing number 90 now. The name of the Lord is a mighty strong tower. Number 90.
The name of the Lord is a mighty strong tower. The name of the Lord is a refuge for my soul. The name of the Lord is a bulwark I can lean on. The righteous run in to the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a mighty strong tower. The name of the Lord is a refuge for my soul. The name of the Lord is a bulwark I can lean on. The righteous run in to the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a mighty strong tower. The name of the Lord is a refuge for my soul. The name of the Lord is a bulwark I can lean on. The righteous run in to the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Turn now to number 76 and sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Number 76.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Thank you.
Greatly is the Lord. We're going to turn now to number 40. It's in Great is the Lord, number 40. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. It's Mount Zion and the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. His Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we're going to now turn to number 34 and sing How Great is Our God. Number 34. How great is our God. How great is His name. He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, just put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is His name. He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, just put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is His name. He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, just put your trust in me. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Let's sing number 44 now. Give unto the Lord. Number 44.
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Well, we're going to sing one more chorus, but before we do that, I know Jane would like prayer. She has her deposition tomorrow regarding that lawsuit that was filed against her after the accident last year. So it certainly seems that they have no case, and I believe this is a bunch of foolishness. So we're going to pray that everything goes well and that this lawsuit is dismissed. Father in heaven, we come before Thee in prayer this day. We ask that Thou would be with Jane, that Thou would help her. We pray, Lord, that Thou would guide her mind. We pray, Lord, that Thou would guide her thoughts, give her the proper word to say. We ask, Lord, that Thou would be with her every step of the way. We pray, Lord, that this deposition would go well. We pray, Lord, that the opposing lawyer would see the folly of pursuing this lawsuit, Lord. We pray that it would be forsaken. We ask, Lord, that it would not be pursued any further, but, Lord, we pray that it would be completely dismissed. We ask, O God, that Thou would be with Jane every step of the way, and that Thy Spirit be upon her, we pray. We ask this in Jesus' name, to the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. And if you could all keep praying for me, I would appreciate it very much. It's been a very rough week for me. As I mentioned on Sunday, last Friday, my eye hemorrhaged, my right eye, and my vision since that time has been quite poor. And, yesterday it seemed like my vision was improving a lot. I could actually see a little bit out of my right eye, and I was excited. But today it seems to have regressed. I don't know. Maybe I tried to do too much. I had been kind of staying in bed mostly for a few days, and then yesterday I went for a walk and did a few other things and checked the news and tried to do some research for the next newsletter, but I don't know. I mean, my right eye, it's very poor today, so I am concerned about that. I am actually supposed to be writing a newsletter, and really, tomorrow is the last day that I could start it, I think, and still get it done on time. I don't know what's going to happen with all that. It could be late, but I'm going to do the best I can, but I would just appreciate your prayers so very much. All right, we're going to sing one more chorus, number 169. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, number 169.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And while I'm thinking about it, there's one other thing that you can help us pray about. You know, they've been working on that road since March, and they did finally pour the concrete on both sides. We're happy to see that. And for most of the driveways on the block, they've put in a gravel pathway so that you can go from the road onto your driveway. They did that for every driveway except for the church's parking lot driveway, and I don't understand why. It seems like they're picking on us, because that's the second time they did that. So please help us pray that that gets straightened out too. We can't use our parking lot right now, which seems like a pity. So please help us pray about that. And we're going to now turn this over to Shirley and see what the Lord has put on her heart. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that we have the Lord. We have His Word. We have His promises. And oh, yes, we know that His Word is going to endure forever. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful that we know the One that made the universe, the One that put us here on this earth, the One that is in control of the affairs of this world. Oh, praise the Lord. He's not limited by the whims of man by any means. He's a mighty God. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, there is nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray as we begin here tonight and ask God to have his way. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful blessing that we have to open up thy word. God, we thank you for your precious promises. God, we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we know, oh, God, that we can take it, oh, by force, Lord. Oh, we can, oh, God, go forward in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord, that you know how to give us, oh, Lord, the authority and the ability, oh, Lord, to go forward, to believe you, Lord. Oh, God, to stand on thy word, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, oh, Lord, that you put that kind of faith within us, that kind of determination, Lord. Oh, God, we come against, oh, God, all the negativism of this world. Oh, God, all the things that go awry, all the thoughts that come, oh, Lord, to lead astray, Lord. And, oh, God, we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would put faith in our hearts. Oh, God, let the devil be rebuked in all his cunning devices. Oh, God, we take authority over his whims. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for thou art mighty to save, thou art mighty to help us, thou art mighty to deliver us. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you give us faith here tonight. I pray that you work in our hearts. Oh God, that faith have its perfect work in the name of Jesus, God. For you know every need, oh Lord, and we stand, oh Lord, here, oh Lord, oh ready to bring thy word forth, oh Lord, knowing that you are here. Oh God, you know the needs of your people, Lord. I pray that you'd work in a mighty name, mighty way tonight, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. We know we could do nothing without you. I know I could do nothing without you, Lord. I pray that you'd use this word. Oh, God, that you'd lead forth. Oh, God, that it would inspire. Oh, God, that it would help each and every one of us, Lord Jesus, as we, oh God, seek to enter in at the straight gate, Lord. Oh, as we strive to enter in, Lord, as we strive, oh, Lord, to make it through this world, oh, Lord, and to have faith. I pray that you put faith in our hearts, Lord, that you move the mountains that need to go in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give us faith, Lord. Oh, God, where we stand on your promises. Oh, God, let your word go forth, oh, Lord. Oh, let it go forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you are not bound, oh, Lord. Your word is not bound, oh, Lord. I pray that it would have free course and that you would work in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God is so good to us. He is so mighty. He is so powerful. Oh, he is that one that we can call upon, oh, constantly and continuously, knowing that he cares, he understands, he knows how to make a way. But, oh, wow, we have seen him do some mighty things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was encouraged by a little, well, actually several events yesterday, but at the moment I'm thinking of a story that my daughter Victoria related, and it seems that, of course, she homeschools my grandchildren, Carla and Zach, and anyway, there was a little bird that hit one of their doors, I think the window, the glass, actually, and it seemed that it was very stunned. They didn't know if the bird would live after it hit with force against the glass. And praise the Lord, Vicki and the children went out there, and they prayed for the little bird. Vicki took it in her hands, and they prayed for the little bird. And it was a beautiful little nuthatch, and it, with a some red in it, different than we usually see around here. But anyway, they prayed for the little bird, and praise the Lord, God did a work, and yes, the bird was able to fly away. Praise our God. But you know, God cares about the simple things. He cares about his creatures. His eyes are on the sparrows. And oh, as I've said so many times, if his eyes are on the sparrows, how much more his children? Oh, praise the Lord. How he watches. Oh, yes, how he cares. How he loves us. and how he wants to make a way if we'll just let him have his way in our lives. Oh, if we could just believe him. And oh, yes, as a violin, take it by force. That means that always, sometimes we have to push through all the doubts and all the fears and all the trouble, all the negativisms that come down our path and try to hinder us and destroy us. But praise the Lord knows how to give us faith, how to give us victory. The devil be defeated in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message, not by might, not by power, but by thy spirit, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's turn here as we begin to Romans, the 11th chapter. Praise the Lord. I want to read a little portion of Scripture. We serve such an amazing God. Oh, we serve such a powerful God. Oh, He has no limits. He has no bounds. And if we can just catch a hold, oh, yes, of His precious promises and embrace them, oh, there is nothing that He can't do on our behalf. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Romans 11, verse 33 here. Praise the Lord. Verse 33, Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Oh, His riches, His wisdom, His knowledge, oh, is so deep. And oh, it's something that we can't fathom in our own little limited minds. But oh, praise the Lord, that's our God, the one who has never had to be, or never had to have a counselor. Praise the Lord. And nobody had to give to Him in order that He could give back. Oh no, He knows it all. He controls it all. He sees it all. He gives it all. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Of course, we know, as you know, we're talking here tonight, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And of course, we can read that in Zechariah, the 4th chapter and verse 6. And this is how it goes. Zechariah 4, verse 6 says, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, this was written in a time when, oh, yes, it looked like things weren't getting done. Oh, yes, the children of Israel had come back from Babylon, and, you know, there were some that were living again in Judah and all, but, oh, my, there was a temple that was not yet built. And there was a delay on it. Oh, supplies had been given and all of this and that. It was all very miraculous, but there were delays. And oh, yes, the word of the Lord came unto Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah. And oh, yes, so true, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth a headstone, thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Oh, praise the Lord. In spite of the delay and all the hindrances, all the things that had come up, oh yes, that place, that great mountain was going to become a plain, and that temple was going to be brought forth. Oh, yes, that headstone would be laid. Praise the Lord, and there would be shoutings, there would be rejoicing. Oh, yes, as that temple would come forth and be built and be used for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. But, oh, yes, what a mighty God we serve. We know that our God is not restricted. Oh, we as human flesh have restrictions. We have limitations. Oh, sometimes we might stub our toe and find out, oh my, how it hinders us, even a stubbed toe. And all these things that happen in our life, we soon find out, yes, that, you know, we're very limited as far as our human flesh is concerned. But we serve a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And He's not limited. He's not restricted. Oh, yes, He doesn't have to regard, you know, methods and traditions of man. Oh, yes, even common sense can be overcome by the Lord God Almighty. Oh, He's not, limited by boundaries or by languages or logic or any of those other things that limit human flesh. Oh no, He's a mighty God, and He can break through. He can do it as He desires, as He wills. He may not do it according to the way we think. In fact, most of the time, God does not answer the way we anticipate He might answer. No, we can't put God in a box and say, "You're going to do it that way, God." No, He's God, and He knows what's best. And He has reasons beyond our comprehension. And we know, as it tells us in Isaiah chapter 55, oh, that His thoughts and His ways are contrary to us. Oh, as it reads there in Isaiah 55, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Praise the Lord. And you know what? His word is going to go forth and do what it needs to do. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 10 here in Isaiah 55, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Oh, praise the Lord, that word that went out of His mouth. Oh, yes, there's a purpose, there's a plan, there's authority behind the word of God. Praise the Lord, and it goes forth. And it is not going to return void. It's not going to return useless or empty, ineffective. Not by any means. It's going to accomplish that which God pleases. And it is going to prosper in the thing whereto He sent it. Praise the Lord. That's His mighty word. Oh, we serve a mighty God. Oh, there are no limitations to our God. And praise the Lord. We know His ways are higher than our ways. Oh, sometimes we have certain thoughts and theories and, you know, desires. And God may see things a little differently. But praise the Lord, we can trust our God, for He knows what is best. He knows, you know, how to bring forth His will and how to bring forth His will in His children. Praise the Lord. But He's mighty. Oh, yes. It's so wonderful that we can put our lives into His hands. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 for a few verses. This is such a tremendous chapter, but we'll just read, I suppose, just a few verses here from Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, verse 13. It says in verse 13, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor, hath taught Him? sounds like Romans, doesn't it? That verse I read earlier. It says in verse 14, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? No one, right? No one has ever taught God. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we're like a speck. Oh, in this world. And oh my, how God sees things. You know, I think of that 8th chapter in the book of Psalms where, the psalmist is inquiring, and asking, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Oh, praise the Lord. What a question. You know, when we realize how limited we are and, how tiny we are in so many ways and insignificant and all this and that, it is a wonder that one so great, one so powerful, one so all-knowing has regarded us and looked upon us. Praise the Lord, calling us when we were in desperate straits, when we didn't know him, when we were living in our sins. Praise the Lord, God Almighty reached out to us. He reached out to us. Oh, yes, we could reach back. We could fall upon the rock Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, we could find salvation. We could find the living waters. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. But how amazing that he has regarded us. And oh, yes, as we read here in Isaiah 40, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? Oh my, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Oh my, no one ever had to do that. I think how it was. Oh yes, Jesus came into this world as the Son of God. God robed in flesh to come to this world to save us from our sins. You know, God is a spirit. And oh yes, as a spirit, he doesn't have flesh and bones. Praise the Lord. But oh, there was the plan of God, the eternal plan of God, that he was going to put on flesh and come to this world to save us. Praise the Lord. What a wonder. Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing that God would come to this world, oh, to put on flesh in such a lowly estate in that sense, and come unknown, and oh, yes, as just, a human being. But praise the Lord, he did it. He did it because there was a plan, there was a purpose. There were a people that he was going to reach, a people that would become his children, his sons and his daughters, and inherit eternal life. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Turning here to Luke, the second chapter. We don't know very much about the early years of Jesus Christ, but it tells us here in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Tells us in verse 41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And I believe most likely they travel together, and, you know, it could be very possible, you know, cousins together, and, you know, aunts and uncles and all of that, and, you know, what a joyful time it might be, indeed, expected to be. And so at first, you know, they didn't take it to be, you know, just too much of a problem that, you know, Jesus wasn't, you know, quite there in their sight. But after a while, they realized, as they began to inquire and look around, those that were traveling with them, that he wasn't there. He wasn't among them. And so what did they do? They went back to Jerusalem. It tells us in verse 45, "And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions." Verse 47 tells us, "And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." Oh, praise the Lord. Who was this child? Who was this Jesus? Oh, praise the Lord. We know that he was God, robed in flesh. And oh my, how it must have been. Those that had learning, all those that were scholars, were so astonished at this young boy, 12 years old, who was able to both hear them and ask them questions. Oh, they were astonished, it tells us, at his understanding and answers. Oh, it was so profound. Oh, I'm sure they had never met anybody with that kind of understanding and that kind of answers. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. But that is because, yes, Jesus was no ordinary child. Oh, no, he was no ordinary human being. Even though he took the form of flesh, oh, yes, the Spirit of the living God dwelt in that body. Praise the Lord. He was God, robed in flesh. Oh, how that must have been. I know he astonished people when he ministered to them. I know they said, "Never man spoke like this." Oh, they noted that he spoke with authorities, not like the scribes. Oh, the scribes that knew so much, so it seemed. But yet Jesus spoke with an authority that they didn't have. Oh my, how could it be? Oh, we know he was God robed in flesh. Oh, he was the creator of the universe. Oh, yes, he's the one. Oh, yes, they came to this world. Oh, yes, to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes, our God has always worked in amazing ways. And, you know, we can marvel at his plans, his ways. You know, a lot of times the way the answers came were not what people would have anticipated by any means. And, you know, truly one case would be the story of Gideon. And, again, just going over this briefly. But, you know, that was quite a situation because there, we know the children of Israel were continually getting in trouble. Well, they would serve God for a while, and then because they had no good leadership for the most part, or leadership would come and go, they would soon fall into the ways of the heathens. And you know, not be serving God at all. And so it would happen that God would allow a deliverer to come in and take them over, that they might again realize their great need to turn to the living God. Well, I'll tell you what, I think we're living in a time right now where we better bend our knees and turn to the living God. All the things that are happening on this earth right now are very serious. The things that are happening in this country right now, oh, we don't know what is ahead, do we? Oh, there are all kinds of threats. Oh, there are lots of things to wonder. I know, regardless of how the presidential election turns out, it could easily mean much trouble following it. Oh, yes, because we have a very antagonistic left democratic people that are very determined to bring up their way of life and to put down the old. Oh, yes, oh, they have all kinds of methods that they've already tried. And, oh, we've seen all their schemes and plans, and we know what's going on even right now. And I hear of more threats, even possibilities of assassination. And, oh, definitely possibilities of civil war, and all of them taking over, and, oh, my, just doing anything to bully their way into position. But praise the Lord, oh, we need to bend our knees to the living God. We need to turn to the living God. We need to cry out and pray in repentance. Oh, yes, that great need, the people of the Lord. Oh, yes, those that are called by the name of the Lord Jesus will humble themselves and pray and seek the face of God and turn from their wicked ways. Oh, yes, we know, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, our land needs to be healed. Oh, yes, we just had those dreadful fires going over the West Coast. I know, I've got a daughter out there. And, oh, I know, she's shared with me. I've got others of you out there. I know, John and Stacy. Others of you that wild and others that I talk to out there. I know it's been terrible. But thank God for the rains. I know my daughter Ruth shared on the weekend that, oh my, the rains had fallen. The air was much more clean than it had been. There was a freshness to it again. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so glad we can cry out to God. We need His help. We're in desperate straits. But, oh yes, they were in desperate straits back in the time of Gideon. Oh, yes, the Midianites had come into the land, and the Amalekites, and, oh, yes, others from the east had taken over, and there were so many of them that, oh, yes, it seemed like they were like grasshoppers. And they had taken over. Oh, yes, there were so many of them, and they were taken away. They were plundering the land. And, you know, it was so bad that the Israelites had to go into hiding. Anything that they did, they had to go into a den or a cave and try to be unnoticed. Otherwise, all their stuff was being gobbled up by these Midianites and these Amalekites and the others that were with them. And the Israelites were greatly impoverished because of what was happening. Oh, it tells us in the scripture, oh, due to this, that they cried out to God. They cried out to God, and, oh, yes, God began to deal with a certain man named Gideon. And this was so amazing. Who would ever think that God would go to somebody like Gideon? And Gideon, at the first, when God began to call him and tell him that He was going to use him, he could believe it. Oh, my Lord, he said, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. But I'll tell you what, God doesn't look, you know, at things the way man looks at it. Oh my, He looks for that person that is humble and contrite. Oh, that kind of individual that He can use, that one that has a submissive spirit, that's willing to surrender the heart and soul unto the living God. Oh yes, God began to talk to him. The Lord said unto him, and Judges 6, verse 16, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Oh, praise the Lord. And, oh my, there were various steps to this. All things that Gideon had to do, he had to throw down his father's altar and the gold that was his father's. And I think that was pretty amazing. You know, he went out by night to do it because, you know, he was pretty sure that it would upset a lot of people. And indeed, yeah, the men of the city were pretty upset about that when they discovered it. And they told Joash, the father of Gideon, to bring out his son that he may be put to death because he cast down the altar Baal and he cut down the grove that was by it. But I like what Joash the father said to all that stood against him. He said in verse 31 here in Judges 6, "Will ye plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar." Praise the Lord. And oh yes, the name was called Jerubbaal because it was said that Baal plead against him because he hath thrown down his altar. Oh, praise the Lord. But anyway, here is this predicament. And of course, you know, the Midianites had taken over and the others besides. And of course, you know, Gideon needed a lot of reassurances. You know, this isn't something he'd ever done before. And oh my, you know, in opposition and this and that. And again, you know, he didn't look at himself as a mighty man of valor or anything else. You know, what credentials did he have? But praise the Lord, he sought the Lord, and he asked God to show him a few things. He put down a fleece of wool on the floor there and asked, you know, that God would allow that fleece only to be wet. Obviously, it must have been set outside where the dew would normally fall. And he asked God to just, you know, if God was, you know, going to use him and this was all of God, please let only this fleece be wet and the earth dry. And praise the Lord, it was so. The next morning he awakened and the fleece was so wet that he could wring it out and there was a bowl full of water and the ground around it was dry. And then he needed a little more reassurance. So again he prayed and he said, "Lord, I just, you know, again I'm praying, but please, God, this time could you just let it be dry only on the fleece and all the ground around it be dew?" And praise the Lord, God knows our needs. He knows our weaknesses. And praise the Lord, God answered according to that request. And God did so that night. For it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Oh, praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, now it was time. And, you know, people were gathered together. You know, Jerubbaal or Gideon, you know, he gathered people together. But, you know, again, God's ways being so different than we can imagine. You know, we said there were so many Midianites and Amalekites and the others that, you know, it seemed like they were grasshoppers. There were so many of them. And so Gideon has an army that's been gathered together with him. And, you know, it's obviously 32,000 men. But, you know, again, God's remarkable ways. God told Gideon that there were too many people with him. Verse 2 here in chapter 7, "And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me." Oh my, so he was told to make a proclamation in the ears of all the people and tell them, "Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead." And praise the Lord, you know, most of them left, or at least a great percentage of them left. You know, 22,000 left, and it left 10,000. But, you know, again, God's ways being so different than our ways, so much higher, and his thinking just so beyond our thinking. And God said unto Gideon in verse 4, "The people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go." And praise the Lord. He says in verse 5, so he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And God said, the Lord said unto Gideon, verse 7, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. And let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Well, praise the Lord. And oh my, the story becomes almost stranger, it seems. You know, what kind of weapons do they have in their hands? They're going to fight all these many, this huge multitude of people. But what do they have in their hands? Oh, it says, verse 8, so the people took victuals in their hands, in their hand, and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And, oh, yes, again, you know, there's a lot to this story. But, you know, it says it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it unto thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thy hands be strengthened to go down into the host. Then went he down with Phurah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for a multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. Oh, my, what a sight. But he went down into the host again, you know, and needed a little more reassurance. It says in verse 13, and when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. Praise the Lord. And all this was such a reassurance to Gideon. It tells us in verse 15, and it was so. When Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Oh, praise the Lord. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. Oh, praise the Lord. They don't have a sword. They don't have a spear. They don't have a slingshot. Oh, no. What do they have? They've got a trumpet in one hand, and they've got an empty pitcher with, I would say, it must be like a candle, or unless it was an oil lamp, inside the pitcher. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said unto them in verse 17, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpets, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets, also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And praise the Lord, it comes to pass. Listen to this. Verse 19, so Gideon and the 300 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, And they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Praise the Lord. Can you imagine this? Oh my, all at once, the great cry, the sound of the trumpet. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, they broke those pitchers, and then the glowing of the light that was inside, and the cry, "Yes, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Praise the Lord. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled, and the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. The host fled to Beth Shittah in Zerahareth, and to the border of Abel Meholah, unto Tablah. And praise the Lord. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord gave them victory. But oh, how the Lord does it. Oh, yes, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Oh, yes, the one who knows how to help us to fight our battles, how to give us reassurances, how to give us faith. Oh, praise the Lord. How to give us hope. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. This world, oh, can be quite a plague. Oh, it can be quite a thing. Oh, but praise the Lord, God knows how to deliver His people. He knows, oh God, how to heal us when we're sick, how to deliver us when we're bound. Oh, yes, how to make a way when it seems like there is no way. Oh, yes, how to bring, oh yes, financial help when we have no money. Perhaps no food, maybe no shelter. God knows how to do things all beyond what we ever could comprehend in His way and in His time. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's look at Exodus 14 for a little bit here. Praise our God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Exodus Chapter 14. Verse's story we know pretty well. We know that God had used Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And praise the Lord, the Egyptians had let them go. In fact, at that moment, they were very glad to get rid of them. But oh my, down the road, God allowed Pharaoh's heart to be hardened, and he decided he was going to pursue after them. And yes, he made his chariot ready. He took his people with him, and it tells us in Exodus 14, verse 7, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them and camped by the sea besides Pilahara before Baal-Zephon. Tells us in verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Oh, here they felt very trapped. And we can just imagine, oh my, how that felt. I mean, here they had left all of this behind. God had delivered in a mighty, mighty way. But here they are with the Egyptians behind them. And it just seemed like, oh my, with all those chariots, with all those horses, all those captains, those trained people that were men of war, oh my, behind them. and all, they began to mutter and complain. They didn't have faith to know what God would do. In verse 11, it tells us, "And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt?" Well, they got very negative. It says, "Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." Oh, they were bitter. Oh, they were blaming Moses. And, you know, looking back, oh, we don't want to look back. If God has delivered us, oh, yes, He's taken us out of the world. And, oh, yes, brought us to that place where we can serve the Lord. We don't want to look back. We don't want to murmur and complain and think that it was better before we knew the Lord. Oh, no way. There's no looking back. Oh, no, we're going forward. God is a way to save and to deliver, and there's nothing too hard for our God. But oh my, here, these people, these Israelites, begin to think that it had been crazy for them to leave Egypt. Just plain crazy, that it had been a big mistake. And sometimes it happens, things in life, and you know, we did this, we did that, and you know, now it's not adding up, and now we're all befuddled, and oh my, it just seems like things aren't working out, and oh my, now what in the world am I going to do? But I praise the Lord. You know, Moses had faith. And here he stills the people. In verse 13 it says, "And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Oh, praise the Lord, what words of faith and encouragement. And you know, at this point, he didn't have a strategy. He didn't know how God was going to do it. You know, he was just as confused, perhaps, as the others, in a sense. But oh my, he knew God had called them out of Egypt. And he'd been following, oh yes, the details that God had ordered. And oh yes, he knew that God was faithful. And oh my, he was able to speak these words of faith to these people who were all so negative at this moment. And oh, just wanting to go back and blaming Moses. Oh, why did he even come? Why did he even bother? We knew better than to follow you. Oh my, but praise the Lord, God put faith in Moses' heart so he could say, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Oh, praise the Lord, there are times when we've done all that we know to do. We might be in that place where, you know, it just seems like, you know, we pursued what we could pursue, and now we're at a standstill. And we don't know what we could possibly do beyond what we've already done. But oh yes, there are times that we need to fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, we serve a mighty God who has no limitations, no bounds. Oh, yes, nothing being too hard for Him. Oh, praise the Lord, and He always knows what's going to happen if we just trust Him and let Him lead and guide. Oh, my. But praise the Lord, yes, there are times that we just need to stand still and let the Lord do it. Let the Lord fight for us and hold our peace. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles. Oh, praise the Lord. And it goes on here in verse 15. "And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Well, how can they go forward? Oh, there's, you know, the Red Sea right in front of them. How are they going to go forward? The enemy is behind them, the Red Sea in front of them. But, oh, we serve a God who knows how to make a way. Praise the Lord. And then he began to give Moses specific instructions. Verse 16, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. See, God has a purpose. He has a plan. He's not befuddled. He's not doing things just clear out of the blue. No, he has reasons. He knows the end from the beginning, and all he knows, there's a plan, there's a purpose, there's more to it than we could ever realize. Maybe you're going through that difficult spot right now because the Lord's going to give you a testimony. Oh, he's going to use it. Many are going to see the greatness of the Lord through your testimony and what he has done. Oh, yes, that encouragement, that strength that comes forth. And oh my, maybe we tried conventional ways. Maybe we tried all the normal ways. But praise the Lord, we serve a God who doesn't have to go conventional. He doesn't have to go about normality. No, he knows how to do things that are beyond the realm of even common sense. Praise the Lord. He knows how to fight our battles for us. Praise the Lord. And he's telling Moses specifically how to do it. Praise the Lord. And even the reason. Oh, yes, the Egyptians, they're going to know that I am the Lord. Oh, yes, they're going to know how I fight for my people. They're going to see my might. They're going to see my power. They're going to know my authority. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Oh, God's making a division, isn't he? Oh, I think he's making a division right now in this world. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I can see it happening in so many ways. Oh, there's a hardness of heart in many lives. Oh, you can tell people that have given their hearts over, oh, yes, to the beast system. But praise the Lord, there's going to be a people that fear the Lord. There's going to be a remnant that the Lord preserves and brings forth out of all of this. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It tells us in verse 20, and it came to pass, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. So God was miraculously protecting them. The Egyptians, though they were right behind them, could not touch them. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm sure that darkness was very great. But oh, yes, he gave his people light by night. Oh, praise the Lord. I love it when those plagues came forth. Oh, yes, when that plague of darkness, oh, came upon the Egyptians. The Israelites had light in their dwellings. Oh, yes, there's a darkness that's covering this world right now. But praise the Lord, I'm believing, I'm knowing that the children of the living God are going to have light. The light of God to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, to encourage us, to give us direction, to give us hope, to help us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And it tells us in verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And verse 23 says, "And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of a cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians.'" Oh, what a realization. Oh, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord was there with his people. But oh my, those that were in opposition were having a great struggle, and they began to realize God was fighting for his people against the Egyptians. Oh, praise the Lord. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." Oh, praise the Lord. How God leads, how he delivers, how he sets his people free. And again, you know, he does it his way. Who would ever have thought that this is what would happen and how the story would go forth and how it would end? Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord knows the end from the beginning, all the things in between, and praise the Lord, he is with his people who put their faith and trust in the living God. Oh, how wonderful it is. It is so wonderful. And here in this time that we live in, we know as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God has put his Spirit into the hearts of his people. He has sent forth the Holy Ghost that we might be led forth by God. Praise the Lord that we might be instructed, that he might dwell in us and make his abode in us, that he might lead us and guide us and show us his mighty ways. Praise the Lord, and declare his word into our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. He has made a way, yes, that we could be led by the Spirit of the living God. And, oh, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. If God be for us, who could be against us? Oh, yes, it's not going to be through the conquering powers of this world. Oh, yes, the might and the powers that be. But no, it's going to be by the Spirit of the living God that we're going to prevail and make it through this life, this wilderness that we are entangled in. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God will be with us if we could only trust him. Oh, yes, and seek his favor. And all believe in his precious promises. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, it is not by might nor by power, but oh, yes, by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Praise the Lord in Zechariah 4:6. Oh, it's wonderful that we can put our trust in the living God and know that he's going to help us. He's going to be there. But you know, the children of Israel often had trouble. Oh, you know, God would do these mighty, mighty things for them, and there would come these times, and again, they would be tested. And God does allow His people to be tested. If we look at Exodus 15, here at the end, I know I've been reading the 15th chapter, actually, and that's, you know, the song of rejoicing that Moses led the children of Israel in after they were delivered, and also Miriam, the prophetess, and all of that. But here, if we go a little further here, in this chapter, verse 22, it tells us here, Exodus chapter 15, verse 22, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So here's a time of testing. They've now gone out into the wilderness, 3 days' journey, no water, finally came to a place where there is water, and behold, it is bitter. And so, therefore, they call the place Marah. And oh, yes, as it was typical of these people, they begin to murmur, and they begin to murmur against Moses. Okay, what shall we drink? We're thirsty. We're dry. We need water. But our God knows how to help us. If you could just have faith and believe God. The Lord God gave Moses the answer. It tells us in verse 25, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and ordinance, and there he proved them. Oh, interesting, isn't it? Oh, God had a solution. He showed Moses what to do, and it was simple. Once, you know, it was understood, there was a tree. There was a tree, and, you know, it was cast into the water. And the waters were made sweet. Now, come on, I don't know. I don't know if there's, you know, what is all behind this. All I know is we serve a mighty God, who knows how to do things that are beyond our comprehension. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. And yes, it may not be by logic, by any means. It may be by a method, a way that we could have never imagined in our own minds. But praise the Lord knows how to do it. But oh yes, there was a little more to it, because he was using this to prove them. In other words, it was a test. It was a test to see how they would, you know, take to this and what would be their reaction. And then, oh yes, after the waters come forth, it was told them. God makes it known. Oh yes. He said in verse 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, praise the Lord. God was declaring a statute and an ordinance. Oh, yes, he used this to prove them, to test them, to see what they were made of. But he was telling them, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, if you will do that which is right in his sight, if you will give ear to his commandments, and if you will keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, the wonderful promises of God. Oh, yes. He took those stripes upon himself. Oh, yes, that we might be healed of our diseases, of our plagues, of all these things that try to come upon us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We serve such a wonderful God, and we know, yes, His promises. Psalms 91, as we know, is such a wonderful chapter of declarations, provisions for the people of God, praise the Lord. All reassurances that, oh yes, He would cover us with His feathers and under His wings. Oh yes, His truth would be our shield and buckler. Oh yes, He told us that we wouldn't be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Oh, He assured us, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Oh, the blessings that follow the children of God, the people of God, if we could just hang on, if we can just believe, if we can just pursue, if we can just obey and walk with the Lord. Oh, yes, doing His will and following His ways. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It tells us, verse 8 here in Psalms 91, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Dwelling in that secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord, that place where His presence is. You might ask, what is that secret place? Well, that's the place where His presence is. Wherever two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in our midst. Or even in your own chamber. Oh, in your own place of prayer, that refuge, that place where God comes down and meets your need. When He talks to your soul, that is the secret place of the Most High God. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's, oh yes, where we see His favor. Oh, yes, as we seek His face, there's nothing too hard for our God. And I know, oh yes, I know, you can get down on your knees. And I've seen the Lord do mighty things. I've seen Him change things. Oh, we sought Him with all our heart. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Praise our God, Brother Don and Sister Judy. I'm believing God. I believe the Lord did a wonderful thing yesterday. Oh, God, we're going to keep on praising the Lord and believing Him. Because, oh, He knows how to deliver. He knows how to save. There is nothing too hard for our God. And, oh, yes, He's our God that healeth all our diseases. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful God. Oh, these precious promises that He has given us. Because thou hast made the Lord, verse 9, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, thy dwelling place, that secret place, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. And He's talking about that authority that He has given His people. Oh, yes, to come against the demonic powers that be that try to trample us. Oh, yes, to try to upset us, to hinder us, to destroy us if they could. But praise the Lord, we have been given authority over the powers of the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus, so that we can tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet. Praise the Lord, O spirit of death, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thou hast no power. Oh, and we come to thee and we believe, oh Lord Jesus, that thou art able and willing to save, to heal, to deliver. Oh, yes, to make a way for us. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, after that time of testing, there in Exodus 15, it tells us in the very last verse, and they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Oh, it was a time of refreshing. Oh, yes, after the test, after the trials, that time of refreshing. And praise the Lord, all those times of refreshing when the presence of the Lord comes down, his reassurances, and oh, we can sense his mighty presence, his power, his love. Oh, yes, the wonderful joy that he floods our soul with when we worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, praise the Lord, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, and what a privilege it is. But we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the bringing down of strongholds. Oh, praise the Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Spirit of the living God. Oh, that we go forth, that we declare, that we walk by faith. Oh, yes, that we go forward. Oh, we tell the people to go forward. Oh, yes, we're not going to go backward. We're going to go forward. We keep on walking by faith and believing the Lord and knowing that he's with us. There is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. He's so good. Do you love him tonight? Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise thee. We know that thou art the Almighty God. Oh, Lord, no one has directed thee. Oh, no one had to tell you what to do. Thou art God. You see our plight. You see our needs. And oh God, we know that thou art faithful to save and to deliver, to heal. Oh God, to give us those things that we have need of. Oh Lord, we love you. Thank you, God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we can go forth and, oh yes, be set free and delivered in Jesus' precious name. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Our God is faithful, he that promised, oh, and he knows how to make a way for his children. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn to number 140 in the hymnal and sing By My Spirit, number 140. Is there a mountain in your way? Do doubts and fears abound? Press on, oh, hear the Spirit say, this mountain shall come down, not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit. that saith the Lord, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Is there a river in your path, a river deep and wide? Step in, the waters will go back, you'll reach the other side. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Is there a fiery furnace trial, far more than you can bear? Behold, the blessed Son of God is walking with you there. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Then trust the Lord Almighty God. He speaks, the winds obey. Take courage, let no fainting heart, for you will make a way. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Praise God. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.